Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Bartling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Thomas trying to get to third. Campbell throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Feller moves to third. Larry moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. Etten takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani strikes out. One out. Herb Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartling takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Bartling moves to second. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartling scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Thomas scores. Moses scores. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Milner now pitching. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Etten takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Etten moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lottigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. There goes Etten trying to get to home. Campbell throws the ball into Pitlock, who tags Etten, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Herb Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bartling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Lottigiani moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Charlie Suchet now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Suchet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suchet hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Suchet reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani catches it and throws to second with Bartling covering, to double up Suche. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the mound. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 8 to nothing, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Werber steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Etten takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Chapman scores. Etten moves to second. It's 10 to nothing, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Etten moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Irv Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bartling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Etten scores. Johnson moves to third. Lodigiani moves to second. It's 11 to nothing, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. 2 outs. It's 12 to nothing, Athletics. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Bartling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's 12-1, Athletics. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Clay Smith now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman strikes out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Eaton hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 14-1, Athletics. Herb Bartling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bartling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kroner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Clay Smith. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kroner moves to third. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Eaton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Kroner scores. It's 14-2, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 14-3, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.